This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a bill reversing recent changes in the U.S. Postal Service, sending $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of the November election. But as AP's Ben Thomas reports, the bill is not likely to become law.
The House will be in order.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the rare Saturday session, saying members are hearing from upset constituents.
Not receiving your mail on a timely fashion hits home.
She accused President Trump of using the disruptions as another scare tactic ahead of the November election.
Don't pay any attention to what the president is saying, because it is all designed to suppress the vote.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was also at the Capitol Saturday with a message.
The president's committed to making sure that our postal workers have the assets and the financial resources necessary to make sure that we have on-time deliveries.
However, as voting was about to begin, President Trump tweeted that the Postal Service needs no more money, writing, "This is all another hoax." Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two tropical storms are advancing across the Caribbean, posing potentially historic threats to the U.S. Gulf Coast. Tropical storms Laura and Marco are both projected to approach the U.S. Gulf Coast at or near hurricane force. In an AP interview, National Hurricane Center senior specialist Richard Pash says that records show two hurricanes have never appeared in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time.
No known occurrences of that. The closest seems to be on September the 4th, 1933, when we had a major hurricane over South Florida and another major hurricane over the western Gulf of Mexico.
The current uncertain track would take the storms to Texas or Louisiana. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Gravely ill Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was evacuated to Germany for medical treatment Saturday. Lauren Anthony of Reuters has details.
The longtime opponent of Russia's President Vladimir Putin and a campaigner against corruption collapsed on a plane on Thursday after drinking tea his allies believe was laced with poison. On arrival in Berlin, 44-year-old Navalny was rushed in a convoy of ambulance and police cars to the city's Charité hospital complex. In a statement, the hospital said it will provide an update on his condition once tests have been completed, adding this could take some time. Medical staff at the hospital in Omsk said Friday evening that he was in an induced coma and that his life was not in immediate danger. German doctors had flown there to evacuate Navalny at the request of his wife and allies, who said that the hospital treating him was badly equipped. Navalny has been a large thorn in the Kremlin's side for more than a decade, exposing what he says is high-level graft and mobilizing rallies that draw crowds of young protesters.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. The head of the UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency says he will head to Tehran next week to press Iranian authorities for access to sites where the country is thought to have stored or used undeclared nuclear material. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
It will be the first visit to Iran of International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi since he took office last December, and comes amid intense international pressure on the country over its nuclear program. The focus will be on access to sites thought to be from the early 2000s, before Iran signed the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. Iran maintains the IAEA inspectors have no legal basis to inspect these sites. The Iranian delegation to international organizations in Vienna tweeted that it hopes the visit will lead to reinforced mutual cooperation. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Longtime panda matriarch Mei Xiang has given birth to a baby cub at the U.S. National Zoo in Washington. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Officials at the National Zoo put out an alert on Friday that Mei Xiang appeared to have gone into labor. And hours later, the panda cam recorded a wriggling cub picked up and cradled by its mother. Mei Xiang is an experienced mom, having given birth to three pandas who've already been returned to China under a breeding agreement. But at 22 years old, they weren't sure she could get pregnant again with artificial insemination. She's the oldest giant panda to successfully give birth in the United States. A zoo spokeswoman calls the birth a much-needed moment of pure joy at a time of global pandemic and social unrest. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.